This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, February 21st, 2020. As the Morning Dispatch noted Thursday, Democratic presidential hopeful millionaire Mike Bloomberg was stopped and frisked at the Wednesday night debate in Las Vegas, Nevada. President Trump even piled on, sharing a video of, quote, mini Mike, barely peering over a podium with Trump's own comment, worst debate performance in history. And then a little while later, Trump couldn't help himself, tweeting a quote from mini Mike Bloomberg, who claimed that Sanders had little chance of being the president in the general election. And the president responded by saying, mini, there's even less chance, especially after watching your debate performance last night, of you winning the Democrat nomination. But I hope you do! Exclamation point. Apparently, in an attempt to compete with CrossPolitik's midweek fix, the six Democratic contenders that qualified for the debate went for the jugulars, competing for most socialist on the stage, racking up the highest audience of any of the previously completely panned debates, somewhere near 20 million viewers live Wednesday night. The universal reaction was that Bloomberg was utterly destroyed. Actually, some claimed that Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren actually scalped Bloomberg on the Warpath stage for the many sexual harassment accusations that have been brought against him over the years, covered over with non-disclosure agreements. While the sniping continued throughout the night, when global warming and climate change were brought up, everyone bowed to the climate gods and blew trumpets while announcing the size of the truckload of incense they planned to be offering to the deities. Pinko Pete actually crawled on his knees while beating his chest and crying out for climate justice. Okay, he didn't really do that, but he was thinking about it. As Roger Simon from Epoch Times noted, at least for the first half of yet another debate, we were back in the third grade. Children endlessly waving their hands, call on me, teacher, call on me. But the teachers, the supposed mainstays of NBC News, weren't there. The infantile behavior went on and on, the children talking over each other without break, especially Elizabeth Warren, who couldn't stop waving her hand as if she were a student who had forgotten to take her ADD meds that morning. I saw it. It's true. He's right. Bernie wasn't much better. Biden was on autopilot and muttering his usual platitudes with the same vacant expression. Klobuchar and Buttigieg only occasionally made sense when they weren't showing their intense distaste for one another. Most agreed that the only clear winner of the debate was President Trump, yet again. Secession fever is spreading now to five states, Valerie Richardson reports from the Washington Times. You've got Oregonians seeking to cascade into Idaho. Oh, I see what you did there. Virginians who identify as West Virginians. Illinoisans fighting to escape Chicago. Californians dreaming of starting a 51st state. And New Yorkers who think three states are better than one. That's kind of a clever paragraph there. The latest is the petition from Oregon counties to join Idaho to create a new state entitled Greater Idaho. USA Today reports, frustrated by liberal policies, some Oregon residents petitioned to leave the state by moving the border with Idaho westward. I'm actually a fan of this because if it all went through, I think Idaho would actually have a Pacific coast, and I just like that. The movement secured initial approval from two counties and now aims to get enough signatures to put the proposal on ballots in November, according to the group that calls themselves Greater Idaho. If the group succeeds, voters in Southeast Oregon may see a question on whether their county should become part of Idaho by redrawing the border. Rural counties have been increasingly outraged by laws coming out of the Oregon legislature that threaten our livelihoods, our industries, our wallet, our gun rights, and our values, Mike McCarter, one of the chief petitioners, said in a news release. We tried voting those legislators out, but rural Oregon is outnumbered and our voices are now ignored. This is our last resort. Your last resort? Greater Idaho said it needs to collect about 2,400 signatures from Josephine County and about 3,000 from Douglas County to appear on the ballot. People here would prefer Idaho's conservative governance to the progressive liberal current Oregon governance, Gottschalk said in a news release. Every time I look at the Facebook group Greater Idaho, the group has gotten bigger. Of Oregon's 36 counties, only 14 in the Willamette Valley area would remain if the group had its way. Moving the border would require approval from the U.S. Congress as well as the Idaho and Oregon legislatures. It doesn't seem to me that this secession sentiment is likely to slow down or quiet down in the coming years. The wide divergence emerging between an older traditional Christian view of freedom and morality and the modern liberal LGBTQ jihad seems less and less likely to be bridged. The Christian, free market, pro-life, pro-personal responsibility, pro-gun America is being positively punished, prosecuted, mock taxed, and almost literally run out of progressive blue states. Tobias Hunhut reports for the National Review that Suffolk County, New York, is proposing the most strident anti-smoking law in the state, banning private citizens from smoking in their own apartments, condominiums, and multifamily homes. The law calls for police officers to chase anyone who buys cigarettes. I'm just kidding. It doesn't really say that. But it's ridiculous. The bill's sponsor, Sam Gonzalez, said, "It's not going too far. We're heading that direction anyway. We can't smoke in restaurants. We can't smoke in buildings. We can't smoke inside the theaters. There are parks. There are beaches that you can't smoke in. We are headed there." Right. That's the problem. That's crazy. Let me be clear. Any legislation that there is a vote required that would have an impact on preventing the public or innocent people who have made a choice not to smoke from being exposed to smoke, I will support that legislation, William Spencer said. He's a Suffolk legislator and a medical doctor. Two laws have been proposed to limit secondhand smoke in private dwellings, one being an outright ban, while the other limits smoking on balconies and patios where it could mix with public air. They are expected to be presented to Suffolk County's Health Committee at the end of the month before going to a full vote in March. Local laws are beginning to mirror a growing federal crackdown on tobacco, with the Senate voting in December to raise the minimum age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21 nationally as part of the $1.4 trillion spending package for the 2020 fiscal year. As one pundit put it on Twitter, "I thought that what adults did in the privacy of their own homes was nobody's business." And exactly right. This has nothing to do with health and safety and everything to do with power. Okay, there are a few idiots at the microphones pleading for these things in the name of health and safety and the children, but they are getting the time of day because this will get the government further into your life, into your family, into your business. The fact that cities like my own hometown in Idaho have banned smoking in privately owned businesses is already an act of sheer totalitarian fascism. But contrast this so-called concern for health with the demand that sodomy be celebrated in our streets and abortion be considered health care. Privacy? I thought these evil practices were protected in the name of privacy. But it was never about privacy. It was always about trying to hide from God, trying to hide from the public, trying to hide from reality, at least until you can get enough momentum to make everyone celebrate whatever crazy thing you've come up with. It's completely backwards and upside down. You must be allowed to murder your baby. But if you dare smoke a cigarette within a mile of a pregnant woman, you'll be stopped and frisked and scalped like mini Mike Bloomberg at the Democratic debate on Wednesday night. Somebody needs to present a bill somewhere trying to ban smoking around babies born alive after attempted abortions. I wonder what they'd do with that. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this show and all the others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com, or get our app, download it. At your favorite app store, just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Join our club at fightlaughfeast.com and get access to all kinds of cool master classes and behind-the-scenes interviews, backstage interviews with Vody Bachum, Douglas Wilson, James White, Tom Askell, Eric Erickson, Sho Baraka, David French, and more. We also hope to meet many of you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com to register now. Have a great day and a very good weekend.